Over? Well, not quite. Today it becomes official.
But not finished. I'm Zoe Clark.
I'm Rick Pluta.
This is It's Just Politics.
This afternoon, the Michigan Board of State Canvassers will, in all likelihood, certify the results of the November 8th election,
bringing campaign 2016 to an official close and opening the door to recount 2016.
Michigan, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, about to become the center of the U.S. political universe as the Green Party and its presidential candidate, Jill Stein, try to upset the order of things and make elections officials in those three states go back and check their work.
But this is not a simple thing. A recount of presidential votes in Michigan has never happened before. This is unprecedented.
Bush-Gore 2000 notwithstanding, in part because the Jill Stein campaign says it's not looking to change the result, which anyway seems highly unlikely.
Unofficially, it appears Republican Donald Trump has a 10,700 vote lead over Hillary Clinton. Jill Stein came in fourth in Michigan with 50,000 votes. That is 1.1%.
But even with 1.1% being a losing candidate on the Michigan ballot gives Jill Stein standing to demand a recount.
Even if it offers her virtually no chance of winning the state.
David Cobb is Stein's national campaign manager. He says the goal is not to change who heads to the White House, but to test whether ballot counting in Michigan and other swing states is, in fact, accurate.
The point is that we don't know the results of the elections because we don't actually verify the vote effectively in this country. So we are, in fact, trying to change the way votes are counted in this country, but we don't know if that's going to result in any change in the results of this election.
The Stein campaign says 84,000 plus ballots cast in Michigan didn't include a vote for president.
And that begs the question of whether Michigan's optical scan system for reading ballots actually registered all the votes in the presidential race.
The recounts will take place in clerks' offices in all 83 Michigan counties.
Lawyers, observers recruited by the Greens, by Democrats, by Republicans, looking on as seals are broken on ballot boxes, matching votes to ballot numbers, and challengers sitting at every table while elections officials inspect the returns.
Email blasts have been sent out all weekend calling on volunteers to be available to be recount watchers.
But even before that happens, don't be surprised if this goes to court. Republicans could argue that Stein and the Green Party are so deep in the hole that a recount won't help her win the state, so the whole effort is irrelevant and a waste of time.
And all of this will play out with the December 19th deadline looming.
That is when presidential electors will meet at the state capitol to formally cast Michigan's 16 electoral votes for a presidential candidate. It's your decision.
Rick Pluta is the Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network.
Zoe Clark is the resident political junkie at Michigan Radio.